90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Local rock band Stella Luce has joined me tonight, and they will start off the live set with their song, Real Monsters Don't Count. Coming up now is Scream Me Awake by local band Stella Luce.
Even
Welcome back to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You're listening to Dinner with Bands, and this show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard Real Monsters Don't Count and Scream Me Awake by Stella Luce, a band who's been in the local scene for 11 years. Each project they put out adds a diverse and unique sound to their impressive discography, latest of which comes out this Saturday at their Mishawaka show. And that is going to be your last show as a band, right?
Right.
Exciting.
Totally.
Exciting and sad, I feel
it
like.
It is exciting and sad. And we actually, the last two things we recorded at the Blasting Room. And
whoop, whoop.
And we're so, so happy with the way they sounded. And, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird vibe because we're all, you know, still friends and still playing together.
I was going to say we all hate each other quite a bit. And
oh, lovely.
It's probably palpable. Palpable here in the studio.
It needs to end. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I was going to ask like a few reminiscent questions just because like the band's ending and whatnot. But the first one is like, do you guys remember the first impression you guys had of each other? Or is that like too long ago to even remember?
I'll start. Well, let me start with this one.
Because okay. We all met each other at different times.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Sean. These three have had it coming for a while. I'm not going to lie. I'm just kidding. No, Tim was always the responsible one back before I could drink at band practice. He showed up first time I met him. He brought a 6-pack of ginger beer.
Nice.
And then Brett and Linda never done anything like that. So I was like, yeah, go Tim.
Go Tim.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just kidding.
I used to buy you milkshakes every week.
After about 2 weeks, he realized how many milkshakes that was going to be and he stopped. But Brett, I met him in the parking lot of a Walmart. It's still in high school.
Really? At like 1 a.m.
Did you guys talk to each other there?
It was super creepy.
No, they met on the internet.
I lured him to a Walmart parking lot in the middle of the night.
We Craigslist messaged for a while.
Like this high school
really?
Boy.
Craigslist?
Yeah. No. There was a misconnection. We found it.
Oh my gosh.
Sean was underage.
I was 18 at the time. Just got my driver's license. Elena, I remember she gave me a big hug and didn't make me worry about how sweaty I was because I was real sweaty.
Oh, nice.
And so she's like,
that's always a nice gesture.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else?
Tim, you go.
We'll go down the line. Of these three, I've known Brett the longest. We met, I think I have a flyer from 2004 or 5. Brett's old drummer would book my band at this place called Club Static that's gone. We had lots of fun there. My first impression of Brett was not anything like how he actually is. He had like bleached hair and was a singer of a punk band.
Wow.
And I thought he was like a lunatic, total madman, but we got along all right. And then after that band broke up, he formed Slow Crash, which is I think where I first met Elena, and just remember being like blown away. Like I thought I knew most of the people around here and was just like, who is that? And then I met Sean the night that I came to audition, actually. So I'm the newest member. I joined like 5 years ago.
Oh,
and
nice.
We didn't speak much, but we played through some songs, and he gave me a big hug at the end of the night. So I was like, I love this kid. He's awesome.
Awesome. And you thought Brett was crazy.
He's been my son ever since. Well, and Brett is actually a very reserved, brilliant person. He just had this like stage persona.
That band was sort of a performance art project more than a band.
Mm-hmm.
Our idea was to infiltrate the hardcore scene and be so aggressive that like we even freaked out the hardcore punk kids.
And it worked.
It's intense. Like our motto was if you're the band was called Cur, and our motto was if you're not bleeding, it wasn't Cur.
Oh my gosh.
And so we made sure that like everyone in the band was like covered in blood, our own blood by the end of each set.
Are you exaggerating?
No.
Whoa, dude.
We would like.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was great.
How did that happen?
We would beat ourselves and each other bloody.
Oh, like moshing?
Like, well, like, I mean, we're up on stage, so we weren't, like, moshing, but yeah, like.
Or, like, cut your finger on a guitar
jumping into each other,
or,
like,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, sometimes I just smash the microphone into my own nose until it started bleeding.
You're crazy.
But it was for art. It was for art. And that's not, you know, who I really am in real life, but it was, like, it was an idea of, like, can we be so extreme that, like, you know, even, like, the kids in Fort Collins who claim to be hardcore get, you know, made uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to talk about stage persona later because, like, I know for rock bands, like, it seems like you guys, like, there's, like, a requirement to be intense and hardcore on stage, but, like, in real life, you're probably not really like that.
It's true. Most of us aren't.
Yeah. Is it, like, ever hard, like, switching between the personas?
you get carried away once you're on stage. It just kind of comes naturally.
The adrenaline hits.
Yeah, most performers are quite nerdy in real life, actually.
Yeah. We're all mostly introverts, but you get up on stage and you just, you know.
You just let it go.
Yeah, it's that one time that you can just be totally nuts and, you know,
people
no one's going to judge you.
Right. And they even like it.
People
I don't know.
Love
because
it.
You don't get a chance to be, you know.
Yeah. And they probably wish they were doing that. Too.
Right. You get a chance to be the way you want to.
Yeah.
Say the things like you're not allowed to say in society.
Yeah. Right.
I'll give you an example. We have done this thing where Elena, during one of our songs, will shred viola solo. And one time I just kind of fell on my knees and. Mm. And people went crazy for it.
Oh, at the show. Cool.
Yeah, and then it became this thing where I almost felt like I had, and Brett would do it too, and I felt like I had to do it. And, you know, it seems weird to be on that end of it, to plan to do something and have it look spontaneous, but it works every time.
Yeah, gets the crowd hyped. Yeah, that blood stuff you were talking about, Brett, that's crazy. I mean, I guess you said it's in the name of
that
art.
That was a different time, man. Mm-hmm. We were all in our early 20s. And
we had blood despair.
We were playing in this, it was the venue was a double wide trailer that was just I think it was Tuesday nights. We could literally just do anything we wanted, no matter how insane. People, you know, lit fires and danced around naked and just did crazy stuff. It was a beautiful time.
It was a beautiful time. And
things don't happen like
it's
that
not there
in gentrified Fort Collins anymore.
Rules.
Yeah.
Rules. I was also going to talk about how you guys have grown as a band, your membership and everything, you probably have gotten more comfortable with each other. And I was wondering, does spending all of 11 years or 6 years or however long you've been here, does that change the way you make music? Is it easier to be weird and make weirder songs?
I feel we can read each other's thoughts.
Yeah.
Sometimes we drop the ball, but for the most part, things happen more easily, more naturally.
Mm-hmm. We were always weird. It didn't affect the weird. I think we've maybe even gotten a little less weird in recent years. I think you're right. We can just look at each other and know what we want to do with a certain part of a song at this point. You know, we all just kind of, you develop a psychic connection with the people you play music with for years and years and years. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's
I've
nice.
Found in the songs that I've written for this band, I kind of started trying to bring something more finished to everybody and then pretty quickly realized
That's not how
we want to do it anyway. And it's very freeing to be here's two parts and let the rest of us, everyone, do their thing and turn it into a song.
Yeah. And I brought up the weird thing because I want to talk about, you guys made a cover of Pony by Genuine. And I think that's pretty genius for a rock band. I don't know. Yeah. How did that come to be?
We had a contest online where we would ask people to say what cover they thought we should play. And if we picked it, we would send them merch or free tickets or something. And that was one where I think Sean was the first one to be like, yeah, that one. And I was the first one to be like, I don't know if that's going to happen, man. And then we tried it and we were like, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
In a weird way, it somehow worked.
Do you guys listen to Genuine or no? Not really.
I mean, probably not really outside.
I like Pony.
Yeah.
True. That one song, guys.
Yeah. It makes everybody feel good. I think that's one of the best things we've ever done. I love that cover.
I love it too.
It's ridiculous.
It's a great video on our YouTube.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious. And I was going to talk about influences because I guess Genuine hasn't influenced you that much, but I know there's probably some weird influences throughout the band. I know, Sean, do you like Death Grips?
Yeah, definitely.
They're amazing.
Love them.
Yeah.
Their drummer, Zach Hill, is a big inspiration on me.
Oh,
him
true.
And him and Shane Zweigart are the two hairiest drummers I've ever seen.
Hairiest.
I don't know. They're both very inspirational to me.
Shout out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Harry Shane.
They're inspirational because they're hairy or because of other things?
I've never seen anyone play the drums with their hair like they do. So
right.
Even the hair is busy.
Nice. Any other weird influences? I guess that one's not weird. They kind of, I don't know, fit into the band a little bit.
I tried to show it to Tim one time. I don't know if anyone else
did it. I like Death Grips.
This band started out thinking that we were going to use influences to make a sound, and then very quickly we just kind of did what we do and forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So bands we love, of which there are many, aren't necessarily trying to go for anything, which is why every single album sounds different and every single song kind of sounds different, and it's probably not worked for us.
We don't even try to sound like ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, no, I feel like everything you do is like so different and like refreshing.
We just kind of like, someone comes with an idea and then the rest of us throw something on top of it and then it's a song. And we put zero thought into like what it's going to sound like or whether people will like it or not.
And then like when you think about like, Genuine or any cover we do, we definitely try to Stella Luchify it, so to speak. Yeah. We're never going to, you know, try to recreate Genuine. Like we would be terrible at that, but we can do us. So there is definitely an us part of it. It's just not.
That's true. I feel like you guys have like a very creepy, like, I don't know.
It's the
vibe. Not in a bad way either.
Yeah,
using harsh words, but like
we all
took that as a compliment.
Creepy, weird, all that stuff. We've been called that since middle school. That's our life. That's us. It's fine.
No, it sets you apart, and I don't know, keeps it interesting. But yeah, on that note, do you guys want to get back to the music?
Yeah,
that sound good, everyone. Woo.
Sure.
Coming up now is MFers All the Time by local band Stella Luce. Coming up now is What We Fear May Be by Stella Luce, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Dark, again it's black. What can you see? Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and this show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Stella Luce. The first was MFers All the Time, and the second was What We Fear May Be. And both of those songs are from their upcoming EP, Some Kind of Terrible Feces-Related Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the direct title, but we have restrictions here on the radio.
Can't say it on air.
We can't, but I hope you get the message.
It's a very enticing title.
Very enticing. That's
some
a great
sort
word.
Of feces-related heaven.
Heaven. Yes, exactly. And based on the singles you've released so far, like the album kind of seems like it's discussing like fear and maybe like embracing failure a little bit. Do you want to discuss what like the concepts of the album are?
Yeah. That every obstacle in your life can be, you know, viewed as a fantasy monster of which you must slay.
Interesting. So just dealing with your problems, basically.
Yeah, you know, one right after another.
Right, exactly. And I like the lyric, like in the last song you just played, or Scream Me Awake. Have you played that one yet?
We did.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But I like the lyric, Scream Me Awake, I'm not afraid to have no purpose here. I feel like that's a great lyric.
Thank you.
Because I'm
Thank
scared
you.
To not have a purpose.
Right. You know, you spend your whole life trying to find it.
Yeah.
And then maybe in the end, that's not what life was about in the first place.
Right.
True.
Like maybe that's
saving
not...
you a lot of stress right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I've been trying to convince myself of.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, I was trying to like find the term for this concept. It's called a Barnum statement.
Hmm.
And it's one of those things that just everyone can relate to. Like
yeah.
Everyone feels at times not valid. And so I think it's a good universal.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally relate to that. Cause I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know.
Well, and what we fear may be like, you know, sometimes our lives are this self-fulfilling prophecy. Everything you raise your children with these, like, you know, I don't want you to do, following, you know, I don't want you to make the same mistakes I made. And mm-hmm. by focusing on that, you actually steer yeah. the ship into the wreckage.
Yeah.
So
and then you
speak.
Give them other problems to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And I was just wondering, like, for the recording process, did you guys know that you were going to be like, not be a band anymore after, or did you figure that out?
We actually, we recorded this live last July. And we booked our show at Mishawaka in like February, and we made this decision in May, April.
Oh,
April, yeah. I think.
April
of this year.
Yes, it's wow. new. So it was a so show that we already had, and we just yeah. were like, why not mm-hmm. make that the one?
Yes, you didn't have that in mind when creating the EP.
No.
Okay.
Although cool. it is a bit telling, isn't it?
Yeah. Were there any songs that were like difficult to record throughout the whole process, or did it all go pretty smoothly?
It actually went really smoothly. Andrew Berlin over at the Blasting Room was incredible to work with and just, yeah, made the whole process really smooth and fun.
We, the last, almost everything that we've recorded, we've done basically live. So I guess there's plus and minuses to doing it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think most bands that go into the Blasting Room do it that way, but we really had a budget for like one full day
right.
of recording.
Oh, wow.
And
we're like, get this done today or yeah. else we're out of money.
Yeah.
We're in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Happy yeah. with how the songs sound live. So that was yeah. pretty much what we did. We took mm-hmm. our five songs and played them each three, maybe four times to get the right take, and then
all in one day.
Yeah, and laid down Elena's vocals mostly live with it, and then some overdubs, and we went back like a couple months later with some stuff that we'd recorded at Brett's house just to supplement it and fill mm-hmm. it out a bit. But hey, it was easy. It was a great, awesome day. It's
yeah,
all...
one day. That's
we
insane.
Were we left feeling proud and
yeah.
triumphant. And... surprised.
That's
yeah.
a great feeling after recording an EP. And there's only five songs in the EP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
and you're yep. playing all of them right now.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. All
this
five.
Is great. We're getting the whole thing right now. Awesome. And you have a show on Saturday at the Mishawaka.
Yeah.
Have mm-hmm. you guys played there before? Or is this the first time?
We
did play
inside.
There. We played inside.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
We haven't played the outside stage before.
So.
As this band.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
We did in our last band. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have played the outdoor stage, just not as Stella Luce.
And not as all of us.
We're sharing
not as all of us.
The stage with, we're playing right before the Yoppers, and Plasma Canvas will be there, and Sickly Hex will be there, and
great lineup.
A wonderful singer from Scotland named David Akare will be there.
Oh, do you know them?
We've met.
Nice. I was just wondering. That's cool. Someone from Scotland. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's gonna be a action-packed rock show. So
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I was gonna ask, like, what is it? What's a Stella Luce concert like for somebody who hasn't had the pleasure?
It's like you're taking the train to Clarksville and you got off at Michael Scottville.
Michael Scott? I thought I was going to say passionate, which is not something I would call Michael Scott.
He's very passionate. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's pretty passionate. I don't know. Maybe not. He's a little aggressive.
That's passion.
I think we just try to have a lot of fun at our shows. Yeah, passion, aggression, fun.
Passion, aggression, falling on your knees, apparently.
I think realistically, our songs don't ever sound exactly the same twice. Brett and I maybe focus on kind of holding it and keeping it where it should be. And Sean and Elena are just fantastic at embellishing. And so you'll hear Sean plays fills differently almost every time, which is a challenge, but it keeps it fun and interesting. And Elena,
you know
will change melodies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's just, just what we do.
Yeah, your vocals are like so good live, Elena.
Thank you.
They're amazing.
You.
Did you like take lessons, or are you just naturally amazing?
She's naturally amazing.
I mean, I believe it.
Oh, Mia, you're the best.
They're like so good. Like, you hit all the notes perfectly. I was listening to your songs before you came in, obviously, in the recorded version, and they sound like the same live, and I'm like, whoa, dude.
Good. I took voice lessons and did, you know, choir and band and orchestra and, you know, all the things all the years and until college, and that's when I started playing rock bands with Brett.
Right.
Yeah.
So you started the vocals before the rock band stuff.
Cool. Yep. Awesome. Exactly.
Yeah. And you learned violin school too, I'm
Yep. Oh, I started playing actually the violin when I was 5.
Oh, right.
With a little box. It was a cracker box with a ruler taped to it, because they don't trust 5-year-olds with actual instruments.
Wow. So you play violin and viola and anything else?
Mandolin, fairly proficient at. I play a lot of other instruments, not so well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are there any instruments any of you guys would like to learn that you haven't learned yet? Like
the theremin.
What is that? Sounds interesting.
Ooh, that's on my list.
That would be so cool to put in your music. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I guess we never had theremin. We had singing saw.
We had
at
a
one
saw.
Point,
which is sounds very
which
similar.
Which is like, it's an acoustic theremin. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But we never had real theremin, did we? Uh-uh. No.
It's okay. I'd like to learn a bagpipe, but I tried and it was hard.
Yeah.
That theremin thing, that sounds like Halloweenish. I read somewhere that you guys like really go in hard for your Halloween shows. Is that true?
We're a Halloween band.
Yeah, that makes sense. You sound like a Halloween band.
It's our birthday.
Is that like your favorite holiday?
Totally.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I went trick-or-treating like 2 years ago and I was judged a lot.
Really?
Yes. At the houses I went to, they were like, why are you trick-or-treating? You're 20 years old.
Whenever someone that isn't a child trick-or-treats to my house, I give them extra candy. Because
I like you. People
all about it.
I got denied. What? I was like, what? Somebody didn't give me a Kit Kat. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm clearly over it. Not really, but
ouch.
Yeah. Man. I like Halloween too. Oh, I used to.
You know, it's trick or treat, or you know, trick.
They could. Yeah. They chose it's trick. A proposition.
Oh, right.
Right. You know, it is an ultimatum.
I was asking for
like,
it.
If you don't get, they were asking
for
it.
No, yeah, you should have gone back and messed some stuff up.
Oh, right. I should have. Well, next year.
Yeah.
I'll be out.
Should have the part of our album title that we had to take out for the air, you should have left on its doorstep.
Oh, good one. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Oh, nice. Nice drum acoustics there. Okay, on that note. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next is God Isn't Watching by local band Stella Luce.
Light a candle and walk away now.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. And we just heard heard one song by Stella Luce. It was called God Isn't Watching, and that was the final song from their new EP, Some Kind of Terrible Feces Related Heaven, is what we're calling it. But yeah, so do you guys have any other projects or like things you'd like to let the Fort Collins community know about? I know you're not going to be like a band as of like Sunday or anything.
Stella Luce, as of, you know, Mishawaka on Saturday night, will be a bit of a distant thing, but
you have a lot of other stuff going
absolutely.
on.
And Sean is in a project called Senorita Sometimes.
Senorita Sometimes, all the time.
Love them.
Brett is in a project called Kill Your Darlings.
Nice stuff.
Tim is got several projects going.
I got a lot of irons in the fire. I don't know if any of them are
half of them
ready to be discussed. Yeah.
So
Tim,
I think
Massa, that's your name.
The idea is that this is going to open up our next big thing, if it's together or with some of us or
or you're just
all
leaving
of us.
The door open.
Yeah, right. Who knows, man?
We've just been doing it this way for a long time, and lots of things about the way we're doing it is maybe not the easy way. Like having a name that you got it right. This is the best interview we've ever had, by the
oh,
way.
Lovely.
Like,
I'm
you
glad.
Did your
thank
research.
You.
Thank you.
Yes. No problem. Yeah.
Save the best for last.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming in. It was super fun having you, and I'm
Thanks
glad you got to come in before like the band disperses, but I wish you all the best in your solo projects and everything else you have going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks
yeah,
for having
no
us.
No problem. And
thank you,
Fort
Collins.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Dinner with Bands and supporting college radio. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com.